Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you. You have reached Perfect and Deliverance Radio. My name is LaToya Haley. I am your host, and I'm so excited and so honored to be with you on this evening. This is my very first broadcast, and to God be all of the glory. But I'm so excited, I'm so elated, and so happy to be here broadcasting live on this evening. Want to pause for a moment for station identification. Again, you have reached Perfect and Deliverance Radio. There's several ways that you can listen in to us. You can call in to our guest line, which that phone number is 347-989-1779. And when we get to the question and answer portion of the show, you can press 1 to let us know that you have a question. That will be later on after my guest speaks. And also, you can go online to www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance. So you can go on there and you can listen in there as well. Also, if you have your phone or tablet, if you want to listen in by application, you can download the app in the Google Play Store. Or also, if you have an iPhone, you can go on the Apple Store there. You can download the Blog Talk Radio application there, go into the search bar, and you'll put in Perfecting Deliverance Radio, and it will take you directly to the page so you can have hands-free listening there as well as listening online at the website. So those are a few ways that you can listen into the show. Now, again, I appreciate everyone that is listening in, however you may be listening. I just thank God for you. I thank God for the Perfect and Deliverance Ministries, the vision that God has given me to reach out to different women and men that have gone through a life of homosexuality, whether it's alcoholism, because this show is not just for the homosexual lifestyle. I want to make that clear. It's going out to anyone, you know, whether you were alcoholic, whether you were a drug addict, you could be a sex addict, whatever it may be, that you have been delivered from, that is our story. That is our focus. And that is what the vision that God has given me. I said, my deliverance just happens to be homosexuality. But I said, God has delivered me from that. And I'm so excited and thankful and for his grace and his mercy that he's given and bestowed upon my life for me to still be here and to be in the place that I am right now. So I'm so happy to be here with you this evening. I'll start off and I'll tell you a little bit about my day. I said it. I woke up this morning. God's been he's been dealing with me, and he woke me up this morning extremely early, about 4:30 this morning. He's done it the last couple of mornings, and I've went down in prayer, and I prayed, and I've been reading my Bible and everything, and then I have my own prayer that I do myself, that I go to my church on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 noon, and I pray, and today the Spirit of God just fell on me so hard. I said, I cried so hard, and there's some things that I'm seeking from God, and I said, he's just so awesome, and I just thank him for what he has done and, you know, how he came in on in my prayer today. So I'm so excited and so thankful. I said, it was gloomy outside, and I said, time I came outside, the sun was shining. It was starting to peek out just a little bit, and it just brightened up my day even more. I said, even after coming out of that prayer and how the Holy Ghost just came in so strong, and I'm so excited. And I said, the day was just beautiful. And I got lunch from my mother and I, and I said, and we sat and ate lunch together. So I'm just happy I had a beautiful day. I hope everyone out there had a beautiful day as well. I wanted to tell you all a little bit about my guest that I have. She's on the line now. And her name is Minister Quavella Wilson, and I'm excited. I told her, I said, we've been chit-chatting back and forth for about a week now in preparation for this show, and I told her, I said, I feel like Oprah today because she's given me an exclusive interview. She has not interviewed with anyone and shared her story with anyone to this point. So I said, I feel so honored and so humbled for me to be able to interview her. And I said, we laughed about that. I said, yeah, I said, I'm Oprah, because you all out there know Oprah always gets somebody's story. So I said, I'm feel like Oprah in the church world on this side. So I'm so excited to have her on with me tonight. But her name is Minister Quavella Wilson, and she's a minister of the gospel. She is an aspiring author. She does have a book that's going to be coming out sometime. She's going to talk about that once I bring her on the line. But I said, I'm so full, you all. I said, I played the Break Every Chain. I love Tasha Cobbs. If you all are a Tasha Cobbs fan, she's got some other songs. She's got a song entitled Happy that I love so much. She has a different sound to her, and I just love her music. So I'm just so happy. I'm not going to ramble and continue talking. I'm going to bring my guest on. Bring her on the line today. And Minister Wilson, do we have you on the line today?
I'm here. God bless you.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That is wonderful. I said, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have you on this evening. I know we've got a lot to talk about, and I know we like to chit-chat. I've noticed that from our conversations that we've had. Every time we talk, they're all about an hour or more. So I said, we're going to try to trim it down a little bit if we can today. But I said, we're still going to let God move in his way and have his way. So I'm so excited, you know, again, to have you here. But I said, since I have you on the line and everything, can you just tell our callers and our listeners and everything just a little bit about you, you know, who you are, you know, where you come from, if you just want to tell them a little bit about you.
Okay, my name is Minister Quavella Wilson, as mentioned. I was born and raised in the city of Newark, New Jersey. I relocated about 2 months ago south, and I'm a part of the Harvest Kingdom in Charlotte, North Carolina, where my bishop is, Jesse Davenport. And I'm excited about being on this broadcast. I'm excited because, as you said, this is your first broadcast, and I am honored as well to be your first guest. So to God be all the glory for that.
Thank you. I said I appreciate that. If I have any listeners on the line right now that are from New Jersey, I've been teasing her about her accent because I'm country and I'm from the South, kind of mid South, and I get called country all the time, and I've been calling her Jersey because she has this Jersey accent, and I said I absolutely love it. Anyone who's from there or from the East Coast, period. You know, from New York, anywhere. I said I absolutely love to hear them talk. So, I just thank you for being on. I enjoy our conversations and how we get to talk and everything. So, I just thank you for being on the show. I said our show this evening is entitled "Deliverance, Deception, and Divorce." And if you can tell our callers, at what age, you know, Minister Wilson, did you discover that there was something different taking place with you?
Okay. It was at the age of 13 when I discovered that there was an attraction for aggressive girls. When I say aggressive girls, I'm not talking about women, girls that quote-unquote look like me. When I say look like me, femme women that wear makeup, that wear lipstick, that wear nail polish. But I was attracted to women that had somewhat of a cool swag about themselves. So that was at the age of 13. And then later on, but I never act on it. It was just a curiosity. So later on in my late 20s, I started hanging out at gay functions and social clubs. And in the gay community, they embraced me. And I was looking for love, I would say, in all the wrong places. And we have to be very careful when we are looking for love in the wrong places, and we have to be careful of our surroundings because the company that we keep, it can influence us, impact us, or it can destroy us. So I was hanging around the gay community and the gay environment, and when you are weak and you're hanging around, you know, different people that may not be as strong as you, either they're going to pull you or you're going to pull them.
That's right.
So I got involved. I got involved with a woman, and I got involved in a relationship, and that relationship lasted for about 4 years. It was an unexpected relationship, but I felt trapped and I felt stuck in that relationship. Honestly, during that whole 4 years of that relationship, I was very uncomfortable and I was not settled because in my heart, I really desired to be with a man, but I was struggling with some self-esteem issues. And at the time, I was having some financial issues, so I was homeless even before that relationship had taken its course. So that's what actually happened because she was my support system. So I kind of felt what you would say obligated to stay stuck, you know, but I was believing God even in the midst of that I was going to be free.
My God. I say, isn't it wonderful how even in the midst of your troubles and everything that you're going on, that's going on in your life, I say you still know that that God is able.
Absolutely.
I said I listened to a preacher the other, I believe it was a couple weeks ago, and that's what he preached on, that God is able. And he's able in every situation, in any circumstance, it doesn't matter what it is. I say he is able. He is able to deliver. He is able to heal. And I'm so excited and so happy, you know, I said, to be a part of the body of Christ. But mm-hmm. I said, even when I was, you know, I wasn't in, I wasn't under, you know, I wasn't saved and filled with the Holy Ghost like I am now. I said, I still knew that I had a calling on my life. My mother used to tell me that all the time. LaToya, you have a calling on your life. You know, you have a gift from God. And I'm just like, I don't want to hear that. But in the midst of it all, I knew, I said, I can't stay out here forever because you're not going to be comfortable. You're not completely comfortable, you know, being in church, you know, because you're this way, you know, you know that you're not upright before Christ. So you can't be completely comfortable in church, and you can't be completely comfortable in the world either, because you really don't want to be there. And I see where you were, you know, you were at that in between, you were just doing something. And I said, but you know what? God's grace and his mercy and his favor over your life, he kept you until this, you know, until this appointed time. And I thank God for you. I that's why I was crying out so much to God or whatever today. I said, I just thank him because he didn't have to. I could have been lost in my sins. And I said, he sustained me. And I said, I'm so happy and, you know, and so elated to be saved and living holy right now. So I'm just, you know, I'm just overwhelmed. But, you know, since you were in that lifestyle, you know, for 4 years with that young lady, what was your turning point for you to be able to come out?
Well, my turning point was being sick of being tired of being sick and tired. When you get set up with a situation and, you know, it was constant arguing, constant debate. So as I said, I wasn't comfortable in the state that I was in, regardless of even being in it that long. And people may say, well, you was in it for this amount of time, but if you can be in it, like I said, she was that support system. But my turning point was yielding to God and repenting. We have to turn to him and first realize that what we're doing is not right. Because a lot of times you have people that's in situations and circumstances and conditions, and they feel that they're not right, that they are right. So that's where you are turned over to a reprobated mind. But 2 Chronicles 7:4 says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, got to humble yourself, and you got to pray. And you have to turn. When you turn and repent unto God, it's no way that you can repent unto God and he will not draw nigh to you. So when you and realize that something that I'm doing is not right and this situation that I'm in is not right, and cry out and earnestly cry out to God in your heart, there's no way that he will turn you away. So I am so glad that I got into the point that the state that I was in, I realized that it was not right, and I turned unto God. I already had a calling on my life from birth, but in life sometimes we don't know what journey would take place in our journeys. A lot of people may say, well, I'll never experience that, and I'll never go through that, but our test, we will testify about our test, you know? So I thank God that he, the turning point was repenting unto God and turning nigh to him, because guess what? I didn't want to die in the state that I was in and having a fear for God. You have to have a fear for him to turn from your wicked ways. So that was pretty much my turning point. Realizing, and I left, listen, like I said, I was laid off my job. I didn't share that I was laid off my job. I didn't have any source of income, but nothing that didn't matter to me. I just woke up and I said, listen, I just don't want to be here anymore. She already knew that I was uncomfortable. You know, I told her I didn't want to be there and I wasn't going to be there anymore. And my faith lied in God, and I knew if I stepped out on him that he was not going to forsake me. Lights got turned off. Water got turned off. Pretty much almost lost my home, but that didn't matter to me. What mattered to me was me coming out of the situation that I was in and yielding to God and giving him a sure enough yes. So
that's, you know what?
It wasn't, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That yes is what it takes. And you have to have that. That's why I was crying out to God. I said, God, if I want to be like Job, if you take everything from me and I'm not going to curse God and die and do all these different things and turn away from him and go back to the world, I am going to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the word of God. So I'm just so happy, you know, like I said, for your deliverance, you know, for God bringing you out of that, because that's not something you had to, you know, that you would had to be able to experience, because everybody doesn't make it out. And I want to make that clear, very clear to people. I said, I witnessed to so many different women, and I tell them, I say, you have no idea the game. You're playing Russian roulette with your life. And plus, and also, most importantly, I'm like, you're holding up your own blessings. You are holding up your blessings, what God has for you. And I said, I thought about this. I said, I was in this lifestyle for 15 years, and I'm 36 years old. And I can only imagine where my ministry and where I would be in God. But I said, he has his own timing for everything. And it wasn't my time at that point for me to be delivered. It's now, because the ministry that he has given me and what it has developed into and where he's taken it to, this is the time right now. This is the time for me to be where I am in God. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing, you know, to be where you are and to be happy in God. You don't get relaxed, but you're happy here. And I said, I'm so happy I sleep at night. And that's not something I was doing, you know, sleeping all through the night. I said, I would be woke up, you know, all throughout the night and different things. But I said, because I was wrestling with God, and I said, he wrestled and we wrestled and we went and he won. And I said, I'm so glad that he won. But something I was thinking about with you, because I know that you're a minister of the gospel and everything. So how can the church reach souls with you being a minister?
The church can reach souls through love and kindness. We can't get around that word, because Jesus, when he had us in mind, he had us in mind with love. So cannot get around showing love and kindness. In Jeremiah 3:13, it says, with love and kindness, he's drawn us through love and kindness. So if we show love, more love, I believe that we can win more souls, and, you know, we can win them through love, and that's what I preach, that's what I believe. Even now, you know, I know people, of course, that are gay, and the problem that the gay community have with the church is that they say that they cannot confine in people. You know, we need to be able to have a listening ear, and not only a listening ear, but when someone comes to us in confident about something, that is not spread abroad, you know? So
right.
I believe that we can reach souls through love and kindness and just preaching Jesus, preaching the gospel. And if we preach Jesus, he'll do the rest.
Yes, I'm saying yes, he will. You have to.
He'll do the rest. I'm sure you probably heard it, and many of our listeners probably heard, you know, I love the sinner. I love the sinner, but I hate the sin.
Mm-hmm.
If we love, we don't worry about, oh, I'm hating the sin, because guess what? It's a lot of things that God's seen in us, I'm sure, that he hated also. So really, who are we to say what we hate and what we don't hate? God is the one who is the only judge who can hate a particular a person that's in a fault, you know, that's found in a fault about something. All we need to do is show love. If we show love and kindness, that'll bring in the soul.
No, so that's very true. When I was in the homosexual lifestyle, and for so many years, I attended church very regularly, and you know, when you're in the church, you have to be careful of how you address sinners. I'm talking about church people right now. Careful how you reach out to them, because you have one chance. You got one chance, because if you mess that up, they're going to go somewhere else, or they'll,
absolutely,
you know, start to pass judgment and do all these different things. So I said, you have to be careful of how you address them. And I said, my father has been my pastor. He was my pastor even when I was in that lifestyle, and not because I'm his daughter, but because of his personality, the way he was, he still had love for me. No, he didn't. And he never told me, well, I hate the sin. You know, it's an abomination. Yes, it is those things. And yes, God hates it. It stinks in his nostrils, but he still showed me love, you know, but he wasn't a part of that lifestyle. You know, he didn't condone it, because he can't do that. Him being a pastor, that's not something he can do, but he still loved on me and he still cared for me. And not, like I said, not because he's my father, that's just his personality. That's how he is. That's how he'll always be. I say he reaches out everyone to the community, and that's how we have to be. That's how you will draw people to you. And when you get them there, you know, when they get in the church and they get saved and everything, then you go after other things. Then we're going to work on, okay, well, we need deliverance. We'd work on those things. But to getting them there, you have to get them there first. You have to do something to get them there. So once they're there, then you go forth in other things. So that's beautiful. The you were in the relationship with this lady 4 years. After that, you know, have you been in any relationships since that point?
Yes, I have. I was married for 3 years to a pastor, and it was horribly ended in a divorce. I felt a sense of betrayal by my ex-husband, and it literally took me, I would say, a year and a half to accept the fact that it was no longer us. So it took me, after I went through that of being delivered, because I was set free, I've been set free from that lifestyle with the woman for 25 years, to God be the glory. Then I got married to a pastor, and then we ended up in divorce court, and we was preaching, you know, we was preaching and ministering, and you know, souls was being blessed, souls was being saved, but our house was tore up. So ministry starts at home. That's number one. And you know, it took me a while to get over that, but now that I am, I have surpassed that, I'm able to move on and thank God for the experience for the next chapter of my life, because you ought not go through anything and not learn from it. So even in that experience, I still thank God, and I give God glory because he brought me out of that.
So. Oh, yes.
Yes,
and
to God be the glory.
He didn't have to. I'm still working, still waiting for my Boaz to come. But I said, he's going to find me like Ruth. I said, that's why I'm working so hard. I said, maybe he'll go ahead and send him. But he's going to send him in his due time. And I said, God, he's an on-time God. He may not come when we want him to, but he is always on time. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited about that. I know that you ended in divorce. How long, you say you all were married for 3 years?
Yes, we were married for 3 years. And
how,
I will say,
how long has it been?
I will say that we can't carry bitterness. We have to learn to forgive. And I don't carry that in my heart. I don't have any ill feelings towards my ex-husband. I thank God that I went through that, and I thank God even for taking me through that, because again, our testimony is what we overcome. So I'm blessed that I came out of that situation and it didn't drive me crazy. You know what I mean? So some people don't make it out of divorce and make it out sane. So I thank God even in that, you know, I made it out all right.
Well, I see that to be true. I don't know that because I haven't been, you know, I haven't been married before. But I've seen, you know, people, it takes them through the ringer. I know divorce, you know, it leaves people bad credit. It leaves them, you know, without cars, homes, you know. And sometimes, yes, it'll leave them. It having them in a nut house, and this is like, well, I shouldn't say nut house, but it leaves them, you know, in the psych ward, and for them trying to find their sanity. When if you have God in the midst of it, even though you went through a divorce, if you still have a relationship with God, he will sustain you, and he will keep you and keep your mind, so you don't have to, you know, end up, you know, in a psych ward. That these are not the things that you want to go through. We know that there's tests and trials that are going to come. That they come to make you strong, and that's what we go through. So we know things that happen for a reason. Everything is not perfect. This life is not a perfect walk, but we know that that God is able, and I love that. I said he is definitely able, and he's able to fix and heal all, even relationships, even marriages. He can fix all. But since you were married, would you ever get married again?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, I would do it again. And I enjoy being a wife. I enjoyed coming home and preparing dinner and working as a team. I enjoyed that. So, of course, I will get married again, but I will make a wiser choice. When I say make a wiser choice, I will have even more discernment. Of course, my husband is going to find me, but I will have more discernment. I will be more prayerful. I will fast. And I believe even in my weight that God is going to bless me, you know, my sacrifice. So, no, I'm not against marriage. It did not leave such a scar that I would not do it again, but I would do it with the right person that God has for me. So, yes, I am absolutely ready for that next chapter in my life.
I understand that completely. Like I said, I've never been married, and I said I was on the brink of being married to a woman. I remember when it was passed, I was living in Michigan, but I remember when it was passed, the day that it was passed, and I felt excitement, and then I felt, I was just like, oh my goodness, this is really real. You know, this is something. And I thought to myself, I said, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to break up now, because people that kept making excuses, you know, I'm talking about either two women or two men that kept making excuses as to why, you know, well, you know, we can't get married. It's not legal. It's not legal. And then it becomes legal. You don't have any excuse now, because it's passed all over the world. You know, at this point, you can go to any state and get married. But I tell you, I look at Kim Davis and what she did. You know, I said, standing up for true holiness. We have to be like that. This woman went to jail for 6 days because she was not going to change her mind. And she just stood on faith, and they, you know, they released her from jail eventually. And she went back and she said, you know what, I'll go back. I'll go back again. And I said, we have to have that spirit, because she, you know, she was a fighter and she was not changing her mind for anyone. I said, she was so focused. And I want to have that. I put that on my page one, on my Facebook page one day. I said, I want to be like Kim Davis. I want to, you know, if I have to go to jail, you know, so be it. You know, you all get some bail money together and you come and bail me out, because that's where I'll be, because I'm not going to change who I am for anyone. So that's absolutely beautiful. I thank God for that. I'm glad that you would want to be married again, because I know that it can scar, you know, people so bad. So the fact that you still want to get married, that's, you know, that's awesome. So that's a good thing. But right now, what are you doing to be able to reach souls, you know, yourself personally?
Well, right now I am totally, as you know, you mentioned that I am preaching the gospel. But my focus is releasing this book that I've been working on. And as I said, in the beginning of next year, 2016, we're looking to publish that book. And the title of that book will be Capturing the Spark in You. And each chapter in that book talks about different stages in my life that I went through, such as homelessness, such as divorce, the homosexual experience that I had. It talks about loneliness and depression. And through those experiences, God had me to overcome them. And realizing that there is a spark in you, there is a winner in you, there is a winner in everyone. But we have to find that spark. And once we find that spark that's in us, we can run and to our destiny, and we can be victorious. So I am excited. This is my first book, and my publisher, he says to me all the time that I can't write one book and not write another. But this book has all been right. Such a journey. This book has been so much work. That I told him, I said, well, we'll see about writing another one, but I'm just excited getting through this book. So that is pretty much what I'm working on, and I'm working real hard so we can get that book to be released on next year, early part of next year. So to God be the glory for that.
Oh, yes. And I'm doing the same myself. I said my book will be out in early spring of next year. And it has been so much work. Because I'm doing so many other things. And I'm just like, well, LaToya, I said, you keep taking on more projects all the time, and that's exactly what's happening. But I said, to God be the glory, because everything that he is having me to do is for his glory. So I'm just excited. I try to sleep as much as I can, but I said, like, again, he wakes me up in the wee hours of the morning to go into prayer and different things. So I can't be upset about that, because he is anointing me and appointing me. So I'm just following and I'm doing his will, whatever it is that he has for my life. That is what I'm truly, truly doing. So I'm just thankful for your testimony of deliverance, you know, going, then your deliverance after divorce, you know, because I know that's something that was a strain on you. So just everything that you've been through, I'm just so thankful for what he has done and bringing you to this point. And then you're a minister of the gospel and writing a book. So you're a busy woman as well. So that's absolutely beautiful. At this time, I said, I have the lines. I'm going to open the lines for callers. If anyone has a question, again, for you to call in to the show, you can't ask questions via the website, but I said on, you can call in. And the phone number to call in to the station here is 347, area code 989-1779. And what you'll need to do is to press 1 on your keypad of your phone, house phone, whatever it is that you're using to call in. And you have to press that on the phone, and that will let me know that you have a question or a comment for either myself or Minister Wilson. And once you've done that, then I will recite the last 4 of your phone number, and I will put you live on the air. So I see that I do have a question from caller. Your last 4 of your phone number is 4527, and you can go ahead. You're on live on the air.
God bless you, LaToya. This is Big Sister Wanda Logan. How are you, my dear?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am doing just wonderful, and I'm so glad. I looked at the clock. I didn't want to miss this. Thank you so, so much for the invite. I am also from New Jersey.
Uh-oh, I hear that accent.
What I wanted to share was I have been tremendously blessed by Minister Q's testimony and her what she has said so far. I have been sitting here taking notes, but I wanted to also say that in the blessing, you know, you said what you said. I'm backing up a little bit. What can we do? What can we do? Our part, as you said, is to love, show love and kindness, and that will draw the people. That truly, if we have Christ in us, then that should not be a hard thing to do. When I moved into my house in 2010, we realized that across the street was 2 women who were wearing wedding bands. And I told my husband, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. And he said, honey, I prayed about it. And God said, you just love them. That's what you do. You just love them. And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, well, that's a no-brainer. I could do that. And so that's what we do. And, you know, that is truly what sets us apart. Because if Christ truly is living within you, that is not a hard thing to do.
Absolutely.
Right.
My daughter told me, Marcella told me back in 2010, and I want to thank you for your prayers. Thank you very much. My daughter told me back in 2010 that she thought she was attracted to females. There was a three-second dagger that went through my heart, but God had me already prepared. 4 months prior, I had been digging in the scriptures like my life depended on it. And so when she talked to me, it was like Jesus was standing right next to me. He put his arm out around me and just pushed me to the side, and he said, I got this. And it just flowed, and I'm just so grateful that that he empowers us just to love. That's our mission. We don't judge. I met a person. I'm going to try to say this real fast. I met a person about 2 weeks ago on the top of a bridge. I had to go over this bridge to get to my car after coming home from work. And it was a tall, blonde, Caucasian lady with long blonde hair. She had on a black dress, standing at the top of this bridge like she was looking for somebody to talk to. And when I got closer, I saw that it was a man. And he was asking me directions. So, you know, I gave him directions of where he could park his car. But eventually I said to him, he said, does this dress look okay? And then I said, yeah, the dress is beautiful. It's a nice dress. But then I said to him, did anybody ever tell you that Jesus loves you? He put his head down. He said, a long time ago. I said, let me tell you something. Oh. That is still true. Jesus loves you. I put my finger in his face. I said, Jesus loves you. He said, I'm not going to forget what you said. I'm not going to forget you. That's what he said. I said, you just remember what I said. Jesus loves you. And you can talk to him anytime, day or night. Now, this situation with my daughter, I truly, truly believe that God orchestrated me to meet you, to empower me, to give me courage and strength, because sometimes my heart hurts. I miss my daughter. Mm-hmm. I miss my daughter. But I know God's got this. So I know it's not the end of the road. And, she is like you, LaToya. She's 32, and she said she's been in this since high school. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that God has got a mission for her and the reason why I know it, praise God, he does not waste a thing. He don't waste nothing.
So that's right.
That gives me tremendous peace. I look at you. I'm on your Facebook page right now. I look at you, and all I can do is say, thank you, Jesus, because I always believe a victory for one is a victory for all. I always believe that. And, honey, I am standing applauding you, thanking God for you, and just very grateful. I've said enough.
No, I appreciate the kind words, and I, you know, thing that I've been through. Mm-hmm. I told God, I said, I was in this for 15 years, and I said, if you give me another 15 years, I want to run all over the world,
mm-hmm.
to every inch of this earth, if I can cover it all. That's what I want to do, to try to win souls, because I said I felt like I've been out there and I wasted so much of my life. But everything that I went through and what he's done for me, you know, from that point up until now is all for God. And mm-hmm. what I'm going to do from now on is just going to run even harder. But I said, I had praying parents, and mm-hmm. they prayed for me constantly for 15 years. My sister prayed for me. I know sometimes my sister would look at my niece. My niece is 10 years old, and she would look at my niece, and she would say, pray for your TT. And my niece would say, what am I praying for? And my sister would just tell her, just pray for TT. And she mm-hmm. dropped down to her knees. She's 10 years old, and she just turned 10 mm-hmm. a few months, like last month. So she hasn't been 10, you know, for a long time. And this is mm-hmm. all up until this point she was doing this. And she would get down on her knees and pray. But that's what it's going to take. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take mm-hmm. fasting. And mm-hmm. you continue to do it, and you don't get tired. Because if my parents or someone would have stopped praying for me, I might not have been where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. what I think about. You continue to pray. You continue to fast. You continue to seek God. And he's going to do it, because he's not going to give her any rest. I promise you that. He won't give her any rest in that lifestyle. I promise you. I didn't have any rest. I don't care how long I was in it. He's not going to give her any rest, any peace at all, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. she has a calling on her life. He will continue to tug and tug, and it will get so overwhelming that she won't have a choice but to turn her life to Christ. And that's exactly what happened to me. I gave my mm-hmm. life to God in my car. And it doesn't mm-hmm. matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. I was in my car at work. And I surrendered my life to God at that point. And I said, it's funny, because I do all of my shows anytime that I'm on a radio show, anytime I've been a guest, I've been in my car, and one of my friends, she told me, she said, LaToya, if you got saved in your car, she said, that's probably why you do all of your shows in your car. That's where I got my deliverance. That's where I accepted God. That's where I surrendered to God, was in my car, and I broadcast out of my, I was broadcasting out of my car.
Praise God.
And I'm just so thankful. You just stay encouraged. Minister Wilson, I didn't know if you had any comments. Any comments for Ms. Logan?
Yes. I'm so glad that you are on the line, but I will continue to pray concerning that situation. And as LaToya said, that she will not have any rest, because I didn't have any rest. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was at a social gathering and I was sitting on a stoop and I was talking to someone, and I said, listen, I know that I'm in this atmosphere. I said, but I still got tugging on me. Now, I'm in the atmosphere, what's going on, but I still felt God tugging on me. But I want to say to you that it's nothing. You know that you raised her in the ways of God. So a lot of time as parents, we blame ourselves when our child has gone astray. But it's nothing that you have done. You already planted the seed. So because you planted the seed, God will do the increasing. So we don't know when she will come back around, but just know that God does not start anything that he will not complete. So
I believe that.
We may not know. It may take her. Listen, I only was, to me it was 4 long years. But Sister LaToya, it was 15 years. So we don't know when she will come back around, but we do know that she will. And just because, like I shared with LaToya, some of us experience, like I have a hard time with people saying, she got delivered from homosexuality. Well, when someone has an experience, see, it's a difference when someone has an experience. And then when somebody is comfortable in what they're in, I wasn't comfortable. So it was easy for me to just come on and turn back to God because I wasn't comfortable. So she may be out experiencing and exploring a little bit, but just know that she will come back around because you already prayed the prayer.
I believe that. I believe that. I truly believe that.
To God be the glory. And what God, he's so amazing. What he does, he won't leave no residue. And I don't, that attraction that I had years ago, thanks be unto God, I don't have that attraction anymore.
You are so beautiful.
So to God be the glory. I don't even care. See, people say, I just don't believe that God can deliver. Well, he did it for me, regardless of if it was an experience, if it was something that someone may enjoy or whatever. But I just believe that, you know, when God has a call on your life, that it may take years, months, who knows, but she will come back because the hand of God is already on her.
Thank you so much. I truly, truly believe that. I cannot let go of that. I will not let her go. I cannot let go of that. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We
thank you for your comments.
Oh, well, thank you. I said we thank you for calling in, for your kind words that you have expressed. Is there anyone else that may have a question or a comment? If you do have a question, phone number again, the guest call-in number is 347-989-1779, and on your phone you will press 1 on your phone. That will let us know that you do have a question or a comment for either myself or for my guest, Minister Wilson, and you can do that at this time. Minister Wilson, while I do have you here, can you tell the people a little bit about how to reach out to you? You know, if you do you do like speaking engagements, motivational speaking or mentoring? Do you do anything like that as well?
Yes, I do. I do motivative speaking. Also, I'm a preacher of the gospel, and you can always reach me through Facebook. My Facebook page is MIN. That's abbreviated for minister, MIN. My name, Quavella, Quavella Wilson, Wilson. Or you can reach me through email, which is MINQWILSON@gmail.com.
All right. And that's the ways for them to be able to reach out to you on Facebook and by email. And that is that's the best way, best contact for you. I'll go ahead and give the callers my contact information as well. We'll be broadcasting here. I won't be here on next Wednesday because I will be at the Holy Convocation in St. Louis. For all of you listeners that are out there, if you are a Kojic Church of God in Christ, I said we will be in our Holy Convocation November the 2nd through the 9th in St. Louis, Missouri at this American Center. So I will be there on next Wednesday. My bishop, Bishop Brandon Porter, Brandon B. Porter, will be preaching on Wednesday night. So I will be there and supporting him, so I will not be broadcasting live on next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, which is November the 11th, I will be broadcasting live with Minister Paulette Exile, and she is an amazing woman. She is an author, a mother, a motivational speaker. She wears many hats, and she will be with me at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on November the 11th. So I thank God for that show. I know that one is going to be amazing. My first interview that I did was actually on her show, which is entitled Her Perspective, and it is on Unity Gospel Radio. And that was the first show that I actually did, so I'm excited to have her as a guest on my show here on Perfect and Deliverance Radio as well. So to reach out to me, if you want, if you are desiring any motivational speaking or mentoring, you can reach out to me by email. It's probably Perfect and Deliverance, the number 1@yahoo.com is the best way to reach out to me. If you can, you can also go to my website, which is www.perfectanddeliverance.weebly.com. And you can go on there on the contact information and fill all of that out, and it comes directly to my Perfect and Deliverance 1@yahoo.com. So you can do that as well. Also, you can go on my Facebook page. It's just my name, Latoya Haley, LATOYA Haley, HALEY. I am at capacity on my friends, I believe, but you can follow me there, or you can also follow and like my page, Perfect and Deliverance Ministry, as well, too. So I just thank God again for Minister Wilson for being on the line, being on the show with me this evening. We've taken it up to the end of the show. Minister Wilson, did you have anything else on your heart, anything else that you wanted to say before we end this call?
No, I'm just grateful unto God for this opportunity to reach souls, because that's what it's all about. It's not about me. As you know, and I shared with you, Sister Latoya, that I'm a very private person. So this has actually taken courage for me. But to God be the glory. The Lord let me know that it's not about you, and it is about kingdom building. And through my testimony, I do believe, because you'd be surprised, even people in the church, people that we see on a daily basis, that have gone through the same exact thing that will not talk about it. Hello in here, somebody. So
amen.
I am so glad that God has given me courage. I'm not embarrassed about anything, because a lot of times people will condone us but still going through and need deliverance from what they are condoning somebody else about.
Mm-hmm.
So I am
That's
so
right.
grateful to God that he has given me this chance and he has set me free and he has brought me out. And I am so glad in him bringing me out that that is my past and that is something that I experienced and I'm not trying and I will not look back. And to God be the glory. So I thank you so much, and I thank all the listeners. Pray that someone was blessed through my testimony.
Yes, I do have a caller on the line that just popped up here. The last four of your number is 7279, and you can go ahead with your question or comment. You're live on the air.
Hello, Ms. LaToya Haley.
Hello.
This is Hope Downey Hall. I'm one of your friends. You probably recognize me by the blue hair.
Yes, ma'am.
And the blue makeup
yes,
and everything.
Yes. That's it.
I do want to let you guys know that I am honored by the things that you're doing with your life. God is so awesome.
Yes,
and a lot of times we can't minister on things that we haven't been through. And to have, even though you had to go through that type of experience, it's good that you went through it and you've been through it and you're new. You're brand
right.
new. And God has... He has spoken to me about you, Miss Haley there, that the oil on your head is great. It's fresh. It's an anointing.
Wow.
And it's real.
Yes.
And what he's about to do is lift you up to a brand new level.
Get ready. My God.
Get ready. Because he's going to take you there. And you said you had a lot of things going on, and you sound good, and you sound beautiful, and you are beautiful. And I'm looking forward to seeing what God is going to do. I'm so glad that I was able to get into that capacity of friends that you have. Oh, God, I'm just so honored because I can take you for an example to those who really need that deliverance.
Yes.
I love everybody, no matter where you come from, who you are, how you got there, but I'm also a prayer warrior. So for you and Minister Q, I'm definitely going to keep you in my prayers at night, that God will continue to keep you warm in his arms. I know I only have a few minutes, but I just had to get on here and let you guys know that God is smiling on you. And the level that you are about to, God, they're going to be explosive.
I receive that.
You're about to make so many changes. So many people are about to come to Christ because of your deliverance. Because of the anointing on your head. Mr. Q, I've been divorced before too, and my ex, he was not very nice to me. But because of God's grace, I have a new husband that is my man of God, and our house is in ministry. Because like you said, you can't be in your house being out of order because the rest of your life will be out of order.
Amen.
Right.
And I know that God got somebody for you, too. He's already standing and waiting. So I just want to let you know that I love you both. Continue to do what you're doing. And I know that the only way for you to move is that for people like me, prayer warriors, believers, faith walkers, talkers, all that, it's going to lift you up. And I'm definitely going to do that.
I thank you. I thank you for calling in. Yes, I do recognize the blue hair and the blue makeup. So I thank you. I thank you for calling in. It's funny that you called in because I was actually looking. I was scrolling through Facebook earlier, and I actually was on your page earlier. That's so funny that you called in. But I said I'm thankful and I receive what you have given. I believe that, and I receive that, and I'm just so excited and so honored and so humbled for what he's going to do, because I know the sky is the limit. When you are serving God, when you have
that's
a desire,
right.
He will give you the desires of your heart, and
that's
exactly what he's doing. So I by this time next year, I want to be an accomplished author. I want to go to Africa. They've been begging me to come over there, and all across the waters. I mean, Jamaica, Brazil, all
wow.
these different countries that want me to come. And I said, that is going to be my objective, for me to go across the waters sometime next year and to start ministering even outside of the United States, because I know God can do it, and I know he's able. There's that word again.
Yeah.
He is able to
able.
Do anything, but he is
right.
able to do anything but fail. So I'm so excited.
Yes.
About what he's doing.
And,
I thank you for your kind
and
words.
The word of knowledge, the word that I got for both of you is international. That's the word that comes into my spirit. It's international.
Praise
international.
God.
Release. International release is the other word. And wisdom.
My God. I received that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to get off the line, but what I'm going to do is, if you don't mind, I just want to, if you don't mind, if I just say a little quick prayer for you both.
No. Go ahead. Prayer is always in order. Go ahead.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for these two beautiful hearts, God. Right now, God, I just give you glory for who they are, where they're about to travel to, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to look at his footprints in the sand. They're not walking by themselves, but you're carrying them. God, you are amazing, mighty, God. So I speak life into their lives. I speak rest into their lives, no matter what they have to do, no matter how far they travel. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over both of their households, God. Every crack, God, every crevice, every doorknob, God. I plead the oil, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because you are great, God. And greatly to be praised. God, you have amazing grace, God. And because of your grace, they have been delivered, God, completely.
Yes,
there
God.
Are no games to be played, God, but praises to be lifted up. God, I just stand in the gap for them for every trouble they may have, God, that you may pull it out. I command any demonic spirit, witches, warlocks, voodoo makers, evil wanters, anything that is called trying to start problems, God, I cancel them and commend them back to hell from which they came. God, I lift them up
yes.
under the sound of my voice, God, and through my heart is your heart, God. Hallelujah, God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life, God. For they have your gift, God, and I pray that they will use it accordingly, according to your word, God, that has been into them, God. We know that you can do abundantly more than what we can even think of, God. So I just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your kind words and for your prayer. Like I said, prayer is always in order. I will never turn down any form of prayer. So I thank God for you, and that God continue to bless you and your family. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
You too as well. Love you both.
God bless
you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Okay. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. All right. Well, I thank God for everything that has taken place on this show. I believe that this show possibly was a success. And I'm so excited and so thankful again. Again on next week, I will not be here on next Wednesday, but on November the 11th, we will be back in the studio, and it will be 8 p.m. Central Standard Time that time on next week, just to accommodate my guests. So we just thank you, and we love you, Minister Wilson. I thank you again for being on the show. I thank you for giving me this opportunity to be Oprah came on and spoke with me. So we will let you all go, but you all go in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Know that I love you all very much. Again, you can go into the archives. If you know someone that missed the show, tell them that they can catch it. They can catch it as soon as it uploads. they can go on www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance, and you can actually go directly to the page. And when it uploads, you can listen to it, to the playback of this call. It will be in the archive. So I thank you. I love you all, and you all have a blessed evening.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was a devil.